This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are going on in our news cycle today and my assessment of how I feel, and maybe you should too, as an American citizen. Last week, Donald Trump was indicted yet again. Okay, accused of storing classified documents in his palatial estate. Now, I was in the news business for a very, very, very long time. You know, they used to paste up the columns in the back shop when I was working for the newspaper, and that is so old school. They used to cut the little pieces of type with the knife and put them in the columns. Everything is electronic anymore, but this just goes to show how long I worked in the news business. And I'm going to tell you that this indictment looks very, very damning, okay? And for those of you who read government documents and have seen them before, and you see how someone is being charged and why they're being charged, this one's a doozy, okay? I'm just being honest with you. I know some of you don't like it, but I'm being honest with you as somebody who could read government documents and has read them for a very long time. Because let's face it, every fourth person who lives in NEPA has been indicted at least once, maybe twice. It's just the way it is. And the Department of Justice has put together this indictment against Donald Trump. And a lot of people are looking at this and saying that this is prosecutorial misconduct, that this time you've gone too far. The evidence, if the evidence is true, I think Donald Trump is in trouble here. I thought that when that woman took him to court, too, I thought this is problematic. I mean, it really is. And on the other side, we have Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. And they also look to be in trouble, pretty serious trouble, if somebody would do something about it. And that's always the linchpin. Will somebody come along and do something about it? So both sides, by the way, are dug in. Most Republicans think that Donald Trump is getting railroaded. And most Democrats think, what? There's no there with Joe Biden. So here you are. You're dug into both of your sides. And you, for some reason, you're protecting both of these guys. Both of them. And to be honest with you, I see the flaws with both. And I am not here to protect either one of them. A long time ago, according to a post on the FBI website, February 4th, 1974. Anybody remember back that far? Because I was a child. I was in the single digits back in those days. But I remember this. There was a 19-year-old college student. Her name was Patty Hearst. And she was kidnapped from her apartment in Berkeley, California, by the Sibonese Liberation Army. By the way, for those of you who watch Drunk History, this was recently on an episode of Drunk History called San Francisco, although they really took a lot of liberties with the whole thing. So they took Patty Hearst away from her fabulous lifestyle. She came from the Hearst family. They were very wealthy. They were very powerful. They were newspaper magnates. They were everything that you could ever want to be. So her story was one of these original tabloid fodder kinds of stories. So they took her. They kidnapped her. They held her hostage. And they began to release audio tapes demanding things from her family. And in April of 1974, so it really didn't take too long for Patty Hearst to switch sides. She was a normal girl from a family that was kind of normal, although very rich. And then all of a sudden, she's switching sides, and she's with the SLA. And then here she is toting a machine gun in a bank, committing a bank robbery with the SLA. And on the FBI website, they have a picture of the coat she wore during the robbery, which was very stylish. So the FBI launched a really big investigation into this. And she was on the... Wasn't she captured somewhere around here, like maybe Wayne County? I'd have to look it up. I should have done this before the show, but I was super busy and kind of lazy and didn't do it. So here she is. She's captured in 75. She was charged because they had her on tape with a bank robbery. She was found guilty. She was sentenced to 7 years in prison. She served two, and she was pardoned by Jimmy Carter. Why am I telling you this? Because America, just like Patty Hearst, many of you have Stockholm Syndrome. Do you know what that is? Well, the Cleveland Clinic does. They have this as their definition. Stockholm Syndrome is a coping mechanism to a captive or abusive situation. People develop positive feelings toward their captors or abusers over time. The condition applies to situations including child abuse, coach-athlete abuse, relationship abuse, and sex trafficking. They forgot to say politicians, because some of you, I hate to say this, but it's true, you have Stockholm Syndrome. You are in love with your captors, and your captors are politicians. It's very sad. Treatment includes psychotherapy and medications if needed. So here we are, where no matter what someone does, you want to say it's okay because they're quote unquote on your side, just like Patty Hearst joined the SLA. Do you agree with me on this? Is this a flawed theory that I bring to you today, or is it true? So what I need you to do anymore is kind of look beyond. Look beyond the noise, look beyond the smoke, look beyond the mirror, and try to get back to judging these politicians for who they really are. Donald Trump doesn't give two hoots about you. Neither does Joe Biden. Neither one of them does. Many of these guys that are in lawmaking positions, they don't care. They don't care about you. You have to take control of your own destiny and stop worrying so much about these guys. All right. That's all I have to say about this. Maybe I'll say more later. But do you agree with me that sometimes we are willing to forgive almost anything that one of these guys does because they're on our side? Are you with me on this? That is kind of Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, look at Patty Hearst. She was a normal kid. And later on, she's toting a machine gun in a bank. The same thing applies to other parts of our existence, where you're repeatedly told, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you need to see it this way. If you don't see it this way, you're a racist. If you don't see it this way, you're a homophobe. If you don't see it this way, you're a misogynist, whatever. It's kind of the same thing, where you're conditioned to go against your beliefs. And in this world, we have to stop it. And to be honest with you, if neither one of these guys was on the ballot for president next year, I wouldn't care. I'd like to see new people, maybe. I think there's other people in a country of 360 million people who are capable. Maybe it's just me. How do you feel?